28 and 29. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. It may be somewhat strange to find this type of language in the Bible, but it serves to identify this particular woman. Not only for her benefit, because she doesn't exist anymore, whoever she was, but the lessons that can be learned from this particular chapter in the book of Proverbs. And the husband says, there are other daughters. And Sarah comes to mind, Abraham's wife and Isaac's mother. And we know of her characteristics. Hannah, the mother of Samuel. And out of her heart, she dedicates Samuel to God. And then you have Mary, the mother of Jesus, and how submissive, how obedient she was to God's plan of being the mother of the Savior. And then you have Lois, Eunice's mother and Timothy's grandmother. And Paul speaks of her faith. And of course, you have to consider Eunice, Timothy's own mother, and also her faith. And we can continue on this morning making reference to many other women in the Bible, both in the Old and New Testament, who stand out because of their character, because of their lives. But this morning, I would like to point out to you five characteristics that stand out in this context of chapter 31. First of all, in verse 12, it speaks that she does her husband good and not evil all the days of her life. And in verse 15, she also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household. Very briefly stated, her unconditional love. This unconditional love of a mother is a natural affection. This is spoken of several times in the Bible, and how mothers loved their children and how they provided for their children. Unconditional, willing to love and to care and to give natural affection to her children. But we also know that this was a woman who showed devotion to her mother role. In verse 14, she is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. And in verse 15 again, provides food for her household. And in verse 21, she is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. And then in verse 27, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Tremendous words, tremendous phrases that you find in this particular chapter, which point to her devotion. This love is a love that is followed by actions, by deeds towards those she loves. But we also know that she is a woman that studies a situation and acts wisely Look at verse 14. She brings her food from afar. It's not easy. It's not within her reach, but she works. She prepares from a distance, ahead of time, to make sure that her children are fed. And in verse 16, she considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. Everything is done looking ahead with wisdom. She is a practical mother and acting wisely. And in verse 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness, following that natural affection that I spoke of at the beginning. And in verse 27, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Again, a woman that studies a situation and acts wisely. But there's something else. This woman, this mother, is wise and watchful, as we already noticed in these verses. And then finally here, one of the tremendous characteristics of this woman is how she fears the Lord. The very fact that there is a chapter dedicated to this woman who became a wife and who now is a mother, the fact that she's in the Bible, the fact that the Holy Spirit saw the need to write this for our consideration hundreds of years later, this tells us that this was a special woman. Look carefully at verse 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. These are the words of God. These are the words of God that serve to give us this picture. Chapter 31, beginning with verse 10 all the way down to 31, are words that paint a picture, a perfect picture, so that we can read and understand the impression that this virtuous woman, this virtuous mother, not only made on her husband, but also on her children. This is exceptional. This is impressive. This is a challenge to every mother in the world. But there's something else here that I want to point out this morning. And that is that she is recognized and praised by God. I want you to notice that the very first verses, beginning with verse 10, 11, and 12, how it serves to describe this wife, this woman, this mother. And he makes a question: who can find a virtuous wife? That in itself teaches that this is something special. And her worth is far above rubies. She's a valuable person, and God is recognizing her as a valuable person. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. And that speaks volumes. Listen. Listen carefully. Her husband trusts her. She has gained the trust, the admiration, the joy of her husband by the way she is, by her attitude, and by her behavior. And then also, the writer says, she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. The writer, Solomon, is describing what God saw. She is a woman who fears the Lord, and God recognizes that. But not only that, but this mother, this virtuous mother, is praised and trusted by her husband. Verses 28 and 29. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. You are outstanding. You excel the other women, the other mothers that have also done well. Again, this is a generous statement by her husband. We also know in verse 28, where the writer says, her children rise up and call her blessed. What a statement. What a statement. A blessed person, recognized by God by her character, by her actions. Her children praise her. And then her husband is praised by other men. This is outstanding, that other men see how blessed this man is, this husband, this father, because he has her for a wife and a mother. So there are others who recognize the value. There are others that recognize how lucky and how blessed the husband is because of her. The writer says that the heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. So he benefits, the husband benefits from having a wife, a mother that is virtuous. But let me also state that in verse 31, the writer says, give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Allow this, recognize it, let it happen, accept it, praise her. Let whatever she does, praise her, identify her, paint the picture, because she is a very valuable person. Now, having said all of this, I want you to look carefully. Look carefully at verses 30 and 31. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. What a statement. What a statement to point at time, the passing of time. And how, although these are items of interest, although these are items that are recognized as very valuable by young women and older women, the writer is very careful in saying, in pointing out, that above everything else, a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Let this happen. Open the door. Open the door so that all of these blessings can come. But above all, fearing the Lord is what brings all of this together. I trust that this short lesson will help us to understand the value of Scripture, how important the Bible is in pointing out what is of importance. Fearing God and following His commandments is by far the best there is. This morning, if you're not a Christian, you ought to. You ought to fear the Lord. You ought to respect God, just like it mentions here in chapter 31. And this morning, if you are subject to the Lord's invitation in whatever way, we invite you to come as we stand and sing.